Joining us now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hello, Christine. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every month we talk about what the numbers look like. And, of course, as the interest rates continue to go up and we are in a year, another year, 2023, the numbers don't look quite as good as they did for 2022. Talk a little bit about what the percentages are.
Well, clearly we've been pretty consistently 80% in the recordings of deeds from last year. You know, the low inventory, high interest rates, and people just don't want to leave their house and take out a higher mortgage in a new home. They've really dampened down the atmosphere for real estate. But it's still 80%. It's not nothing. It's 80% of last year.
Right, and I think, again, we talked about lack of inventory, much higher interest rates. Right. However, there is one area where the prices, or where the numbers actually have not gone down.
The average sale price continues to be up. Even in this slow period for the past month, the average sale price year to year is up 1%.
And what is the average price of a home in Plymouth County? I think it might be higher than people think if they've been in their homes a long time.
Well, the average house is across the county, again, a very diverse set of communities, is $617,716. But that includes people living in Hingham and people living in Brockton and Rockland and Middleborough where the prices are not as high.
Now, what about foreclosure activity? This is something that always seems to be lurking out there and waiting for numbers to increase, but it doesn't seem to be happening that much.
Well, we have had the highest number of foreclosure deeds since the COVID moratorium, but since the moratorium was in place prohibiting the recording of foreclosure deeds, the numbers are really low compared to other periods when there have been much more difficulty.
And, of course, what I always love to ask you about are these wonderful historic documents that you have from the original old colony, and you've got them on display the last Friday of the month. Tell me a little bit about what's featured the month of September.
Well, for September, in October, we're looking at a variety of laws that basically show the low cost at the time, and we're talking about what would a jury be paid back in 1635? And that was 6 pence a man, only men were on the jury then, or the foreman was paid 12 pence. Now, for the first 3 days, you're paid by your employer, and then $50 a day. There are a lot of things they use for penalties. Crimes that they committed, you were fined a certain number of money. So swearing on a Sabbath was fined 30 shillings, things like that.
Right, and I saw that there was something, too, a little PG-13 here in 1618. James Mayo, he was fined 20 shillings.
James Mayo was fined for lying in a bed or on a bed with Martha Harding. So that's how they controlled people's decisions going forward in life at the time.
That's a good way to put it. But if you couldn't afford to pay the fine, you didn't get off the hook.
It's always the stocks for those that didn't come in line.
Or possibly a whipping. Boy, it was tough in the old days. So much for going to your room without your allowance or dinner.
Right.
My goodness. Right. When can people see some of these old documents? Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, the last Friday of the month, we always have those on display. The last Friday of the month will be the 27th in October. And if people want to come in and see them, it's on the second floor of the registry. Many of these documents are in wonderful handwriting, but they are the original writings and the handwriting of the original Plymouth colonists.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, and we appreciate you giving us an update on the numbers and letting us know about some wonderful things that they can see. I'll share a little bit about the history of the beginning of our country before it was a country. Again, that's Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, take care. Bye, Christine.
You too. Thank you.